Give me some of your favorite cases. No names, but tell us what happened.
Well, I'll tell you, gosh, there's so many. Right now I'm working on a very interesting case, a three-witness case with Dr. Roger Lear.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy. And Jaime Masson. They brought these witnesses to me. I did hypnosis on two of them. We did a implant extraction on one of them. And we are getting in touch with the third witness to do some hypnosis on. And what was coming out of this is really interesting. And I was saying, you know, we've come a long way over the years, but my friend and colleague Roger Lear, with his ANS research, has told me tonight that we have enough information from these implants. I believe it's been maybe 15 extractions now, but enough information to identify the general origin of the ETs.
Hmm.
We're working with Robert Koontz, who's a PhD nuclear physicist.
Right, just had him on.
And
this is like a who's who of coast to coast.
And this is, you know, we still have a lot of work to do on this case, but these witnesses, the two that I worked with, we did some filming with Jaime, and we're going to, you know, it's eventually going to be a documentary, but these were children when this happened. They were about 9 years old. And here they are in their 30s and looking into this, and that's not unusual. I'm trying to think of that's one of the very interesting cases that we're working on right now.
And you would hypnotize all three?
I have the two of them.
Two of them.
And the third one is about ready to do the work. You know, it's not unusual for someone to change their mind at the last minute, because now they're faced with, you know, do I really want to know? And that's not unusual, but I believe he's going to do it. And I think it's important for all three of them, because they've had these memories since they were children. And what's very interesting about this is that they did not see each other after this camping trip until one of them started getting a hold of the others. And, you know, through our now Facebook and emails, they were able to get in touch with each other.
Oh, instantaneously.
Exactly. And they flew out. And so we're going to do some more work on that. But, you know, stay tuned, George, because we have some interesting results from some of these implants.
I'm going to do that. Have you ever come across anyone or anything that you think might have been a hybrid?
If I come across.
Yeah. I mean, they came to you and thought they were being abducted, but they were hybrids. Because I wonder if hybrids know what they are or who they are.
I believe from talking to Bud about his experiences with these hybrids and David Jacobs, I believe they do know that they, you know, who they are.
And I wonder if they know what their purpose is.
You know, the abductees are always told, and you probably have heard this, that they're being trained and for a particular job, and when the time comes, they will know exactly what they're supposed to do. Now, with the hybrid...
They're pre-programmed, then.
Mm-hmm, yes. They don't consciously remember now, but I have from all my cases, I think I've heard this almost from every case that I've had. And I heard it from Jim Sparks when I saw him lecture in Laughlin. I've not worked with him personally, but when I heard him speak about it, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, when is this going to be? And what are they, what is their job? What are they supposed to be doing? People have had dreams of guiding large numbers of people, just guiding them somewhere. So And I'm not talking about 2012. I honestly don't think the world's going to end then. But I think, you know, we're going through a shift somehow. And I feel now that there seems to be a lot of activity at this time. I'm from the people contacting me, and I've spoken to other people. They, you know, more sightings, more encounters, more abductions.